Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the weekly radio program. It's all about the issues of aging. Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here 21 years on KFBK. Glad to have you with us. Got a story to tell you today. I want you to listen to the story. I hope you'll understand the story. That said, glad to have you with us. I'm your host. Don't forget a couple things. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should call an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about when it comes to the issues of elder care, and most don't. When it comes to the issues of Medi-Cal, there aren't many people who have the answers. You've come to the right place, California's single best source for the issue on these issues of aging. Don't forget, in addition to not being an attorney, everything we talk about here is my opinion only. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction of request. My license is recorded and my bond is recorded right here in Sacramento County, California. And everything we talk about here is intended to be my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I'm really glad you're here. The topic of today's show is, can I really lose everything to the cost of long-term care? And we're going to talk about that in a minute. First, just a couple reminders. How do you get a hold of me? Write it down. Unless you're driving, then don't write it down. You can always reach me at my phone, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, 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 assetsandaging.com. Don't forget, I have two upcoming workshops. You can take a look at my website or you can call me and you can sign up for one of those. I have one coming up on the 8th of February and one on the 22nd of February. And both of those are here locally, but you need to have tickets to get in. They're limited to 12 people each. So you'll want to make reservations for that as always. You can always come in and see me if you're dealing with this kind of stuff. But best thing to do is get to a workshop unless you're dealing with a crisis situation. So, can I lose everything to the cost of long-term care? I want to rephrase the question a little bit. I hear the question all the time, if I need a nursing home, can they take my house away? That's different than can you lose everything. Do they take your house away? No. Can you lose your house? Yes. Well, Bob, explain the difference, please. Well, let me tell you a story. And I've got at least, out of the 1,500 cases I've done in my career or more, in 30 years of doing this, let me give you tell you a little story. And this story has been repeated lots of times. And it's happening to some of you right now. But here's the little story. Mom and Dad are quietly living their lives, and they're doing okay. And then Dad needs a little extra care. He's got a little problem. Maybe he has just a touch of dementia. Nothing serious. Just forget stuff sometimes. So they go. Mom and Dad hire a caregiver just to help come in once in a while and help out. And they start out with a couple hours a day, let's say 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. So with that, that's 15 hours. So 15 hours a week at $25 an hour. So 15, I'm going to do it minus on the calculator right in front of it, times 25. is $375 a week times 4 weeks in a month is actually 4.3, but let's use 4 equals $1,500 a month. And that's okay. And they do that for a while. So they're spending $18,000 a year. They don't think of it like that, but they're spending, because their income's, you know, $3,000, $4,000 a month. So $1,500 is a stretch, but they can handle it. So they're going through $18,000 a year. And that goes on for a couple years. So they spend $35,000, $40,000 over the first couple years. But then dad needs a little bit more help. So now, let's do some more math. What did I say? They've already gone through 18. They've gotten through $40,000 in a couple of years. So we redo this. Now they have to up that to 5 hours a day. So that's 25 hours, just 5 days a week. 25 hours times $30 an hour equals $750. Times 4 weeks in a month is $3,000. So now they're going through $36,000 a year. And they do that for a couple of years. So now they've gone through over $100,000. Now things start to get serious. Dad can't stay home anymore. And so they elect to go to... And so we've gone through $100,000. Now they move into assisted living. And in assisted living, they're spending $6,000 a month for assisted living. They're spending $72,000. And they do that for a couple years, so that's $150,000. And they already have been through $100,000, so they're now up to $350,000. And they're only into a few years, and nobody's getting full-time care yet. And yet they've gone through $350,000. Now, the state didn't come and take the house away, but they've spent enough to buy a house. Now things get really serious. And by the way, all along the way, while this is happening, they're refusing to acknowledge that it's happening. They're refusing to acknowledge, and so are the family, that it's going to get worse. And they just keep going blithely along. Now, pretty soon, dad needs a nursing home. And dad needs a nursing home, and now they're looking at $8,000, $9,000, looking serious money. But, oh, wait a minute, I forgot. They're still paying for the assisted living facility that mom's living in. Her cost may go down a little bit, but now they're spending $150,000 a year or more taking care of both of them. So in a couple of years, they've gone through $300,000. So now they've gone through almost $750,000 in 6 years. And the whole way along the way, they kept saying, well, we don't want them to take our house away. Well, no one took their house away. Nobody cares about their house. But they've gone through $500,000, $600,000, $700,000. And they're in the process of losing everything. They long ago sold the house because they don't need it anymore. Or heaven help them if they have the house and they're still making payments on the house or taking care of the taxes and the insurance and everything else. Nobody took their house away. But they've gone through a lifetime's worth of work. It's all gone. They've lost it all. Nobody took it away from them. They just spent it. I wish I could tell you that I've never heard that story before, that it's made up, but it's not made up. It's not made up. I've seen it happen dozens and dozens of times. I had somebody come in my office the other day, and we started talking. We were talking about them, but then the subject turned to their parents, one of their parents. And they said, well, they're getting ready to sell the house, and because mom's in a nursing home. And I said, whoa, why are you selling the house? Well, because an attorney told us that we needed to sell the house to protect it. Well, if you, no, who, why? Well, so we could get Medi-Cal. But if you sell the house, now you have money and you can't get Medi-Cal. They would have lost. They wouldn't have lost the house. Medi-Cal wouldn't have taken the house away, but they would have spent it on care because they were told that they had to by an attorney. My all-time record for spending money on long-term care is just under $1 million. Next to that is $750,000. And I have had lots of people spend $500,000 taking care of someone at home, and then an assisted living, and then in a nursing home. So effectively, they've lost everything. So the answer to the question is, can I lose everything to the cost of long-term care? The answer is yes. Are they going to take my home away? No, but you're going to sell it and spend the money because you don't know any better. You're going to think that just because you have a trust, that's all you need to do. And if I have a trust, there's no more Medi-Cal recovery. And if I have a trust, they can't take my house away. And the answer is, that's right. The answer is, that's right. Nobody's going to come and take your house away. But what you're going to do is you're going to spend it paying for long-term care. Does that make sense? You're going to wind up losing it because you're going to be of the belief that it's not going to happen to me, and therefore you're going to lose it to the cost of long-term care. It happens all the time. People go to trust seminars at a hotel somewhere, or they go to another one where they get a free lunch, and they're told if you just do this, then it's all going to be fine, and you're protected, and the boogeyman's not going to come and get you, and there are no dragons underneath the bed. And so people go and do that, and then we wind up finding out that down the line, after the story is told, that in fact, they did lose everything, but they spent it on care. Nobody had to take it away from them. They just lost it. What are you doing to make sure that that doesn't happen to you? In the United States, every year, 500,000 families are rendered impoverished by the cost of one person going in to a nursing home. I have, she didn't become a client. They talked to me, couldn't make up their mind, went and got somebody else's advice because they were cheaper. And they wound up not qualifying for Medi-Cal, and they wound up selling the house, and they wound up using all of that money to pay for mom and dad's care because they were told that before they could qualify for Medi-Cal, they had to spend down the money on the house. I think that's terribly sad. I don't know about you, but I think that's terribly sad that a family wound up losing a lifetime's work because somebody who didn't know any better told them that that's what they had to do. And they didn't have to. Nobody, as I've been saying for how many years now, nobody needs to lose everything to the cost of long-term care. Nobody. But people do all the time. And it just kind of creeps up on us. I talk to people all the time and they'll say, well, no, my mom and dad aren't so bad. No, and their mom and dad are okay now. They're doing okay right now. Yeah, okay. So what are you doing? Well, you know, we have somebody come in a couple days a week and they just kind of help out. Okay, that's good. And how much are you paying them? Well, you know, we kind of pay them under the table, and we pay them about $20 an hour. By the way, that paying under the table stuff is a bad idea, folks. Can't tell you how many people get in trouble doing that one. And then pretty soon it's a few more hours. And then pretty soon it's a few more hours. And then pretty soon, or somebody says, well, you know, my granddaughter, she comes over or the daughter comes over and looks after mom and dad, steps in, you know, comes in and takes care of them. And I say, well, how's that going? Well, so far it's going pretty well. Well, what's going to happen when mom and dad get like worse? Oh no, it'll be okay. You know, we're watching them, and I wind up saying to them, then why are you here? You must have a feeling in your gut somewhere that this could get really bad. That before you're done with all of this, that this could get really bad. Oh no! Well, we're just kind of hoping that, you know, it's going to be okay, and it's going to be fine, and it's not going to be fine. And well, if it gets that bad, we'll just sell the house, or we'll reverse mortgage the house, or but you can't get a reverse mortgage because the person's in a nursing home. Well, what do you mean? Well, they have to live in the house to get a reverse mortgage. Oh. Well, we'll just sell the house then. Well, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to sell the house? Well, we thought we didn't have it. We thought we didn't have a choice. We thought we had to sell the house. We were told we had to spend down. We were told that there was nothing we can do. Well, who told you that? Oh, we went to a specialist, and they told us that that's what we had to do. But you didn't have to do that. But you wound up losing the money anyhow. I have literally talked to at least 100 people who have lost, if not all, they've lost most of what mom and dad worked a lifetime for. I know somebody right now, folks. You're not going to believe me when I tell you this, but I know it to be a fact. I know it to be the absolute positive truth. Okay, and mom and dad started out just with care at home, because you know the 900-pound gorilla. They paid for that, and now they're paying for care at home, or they paid for care at home. Now they're both in. Assisted living, and one of them is in memory care, and one of the children to date has already gone through $400,000 of their own money taking care of mom and dad. $400,000 of their own money. I had somebody in my office the other day who was taking care of a relative, and they're having to pay because all the money is gone. They're now paying for that person. They don't have much money. They're paying for their relative who is in a two-bedroom in a boarding care, and they're paying $3,000 a month. They're paying $36,000 a month out of their own pocket a year. To take care of a loved one, a sibling. Because they were told they had no option. They were told by the hospital they had no option. When they were in a nursing home and the nursing home moved them out, they were told by the nursing home that they had no option. When in fact they did. And the person that's paying for it is living on a fixed retirement income. Every day, people lose everything, as I've said for 1,000 years, to the cost of long-term care, and they didn't need to. So who in your family, if you're honest, who in your family is failing? Who in your family needs care? Who in your family is not getting better every day? I told you, I read you an article last week, part of a, it's a book review by, let me find it. I still have the book review right here. Where is it? The Way We Age Now, Elderhood by Louise Aronson. And one of the things that Louise, I've got the newspaper, that's what I'm crinkling, in the Wall Street Journal, Saturday, Sunday, January 18th. One of the statements she makes in here, she's a gerontologist. I've just started reading the book, but in the book review, one of the things she says that's astonishing to me is that in 1900, the average life expectancy for an American was 46. Today it's 79. And what that means is, in real terms, is that we are going to spend approximately one-third of our life being old. We are going to spend approximately one-third of our life, if old age is starting at 60 to 65, we are going to spend approximately one-third of our life old. So the question is, can I lose everything? Yes. Does it happen every day? Yes. Does it need to happen? No. Are they going to come and take my house away? No. Could I lose my house to the cost of long-term care? Yes. Why? By not planning, by getting bad advice, by talking to people that don't work in this all day long. Yes, people lose everything every day to the cost of long-term care. You have a choice. You also have a choice to be my many clients for whom I have saved millions and millions and millions of dollars that stayed in their family. Millions of dollars because they planned early on. I don't know how much I've saved families in my career, but it's easily over $50 million that they didn't lose, that stayed in the family, that went to help children and grandchildren and the people that mom and dad wanted it to benefit, not somebody else. You have a choice. It's simple. Call me. Set up an appointment. Get into one of my workshops. Be prepared. Or don't. It's a simple choice. Put everything at risk. Or don't. With spend a little money, plan a little bit, or lose everything. It's a simple, you know, this or this. You remember the old Fram oil filter commercial, the Fram oil filter, you know, you pay me now $15 or whatever the Fram oil, pay me now or pay me later. Either buy the oil filter now and protect your engine or pay me later when your engine goes out because you got a bad oil filter. Well, this is the same kind of thing. You can spend a little money now, plan a little bit now, and protect everything you have for the rest of your life. Or you can just throw it all out on the dice table and say, gosh, I hope the right number comes up. I hope I don't lose everything. Most people who have chosen the latter have, in fact, you know, the dice table usually wins, doesn't it? This is the same kind of thing. You're going to get older. Your mom, your dad, your auntie, mame, whoever it is going to need help, and somebody's going to pay for it. And if you haven't planned well, and if you haven't planned thoroughly, and if you haven't planned intelligently and with the right person, then you could lose it all. Make sure you follow me on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/ Assets and Aging. My Facebook page is not a controversial page. It's where there's information on the issues of aging. Every week I do a Facebook Live video. I did one this week. I'll do one next week. I link to all kinds of articles constantly. If you're not a subscribing member to Assets and Aging, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can become a subscribing member and get tons of information. You can get to my workshops. You can, my book, Navigating Frailty. I always make it available at my workshops. You can get the help you need, and you can start by just calling a number. right here in Sacramento, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Make sure that you don't lose everything. You don't have to, but people do every day by simply not planning and by being foolish enough to believe that this can't happen to them. Thanks so much for joining me. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming workshop or in my office or on Facebook Live or all the other places that I'm available to help. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Thanks so much for joining me. Look forward to seeing you at an upcoming workshop or in my office or right here on the radio every Sunday on KFBK. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.